views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Wow, is it getting interesting with surprises every day. Now, today, I really want to help you with helping the children that are feeling the frequency. Angels helping children. It's one of the areas of my work that I actively pursue in helping children that are tuning in. They're highly sensitive. They're feeling the shift. And if you're a parent or you were one of these children growing up, you'll relate to this. Or if you're a guardian of a child, or if you're a teacher, or if you're seeing that this child has got something going on. We've got so much going on here. And I wanted to take the time with Archangels Michael and Gabriel, and then at the last minute, which is not in the write-up for the show, Metatron as well, because they all three, actually all the angels work with children, but they all three came in. Metatron came in at the last minute. And when you are working with children that are feeling the frequency, just like we've been feeling the frequency, you want to be able to help them. And the same time, they're probably feeling your concerns where you're not sure. And if they are highly sensitive, they're absorbing all that energy around them. And we, you know, when we were children, think of it. If you were highly sensitive as a child, you were probably picking up that from your parents. Remember how you absorbed that and it would influence you, or anybody that was a teacher or a mentor to you, you were experiencing things sometimes through the way they felt it. So now, if you're highly sensitive, or if you're a child, and a lot of the children are coming in now, I mean, we've been hearing that for years, but it's really, I'm seeing it firsthand, working with them myself, hand in person. It's remarkable. And one of the things that is no surprise to me, but still fascinates me, is what they know, what they already know, and they will give you off the top of their head very advanced information. So if you're feeling things like that, don't hesitate to call into the show if you have a question about that, 1-800-930-2819. Because if you're a parent, you want to know how to support your child, that's what the show is about. I've got plenty that I'm going to deliver. But if you wanted to call in, it's right there for you. But let's start with, say they feel scattered. Now, when you're afraid, you know, this is going to help you connect by listening to it this way. And I was I've been this way my whole life, so I know what it's like to be a child highly sensitive, to be an adult. And when I say highly sensitive, that's a way to relate if you really don't know that spiritual connection, or that you are clairsentient, which is more of a feeling. You feel everything. If you describe things as feeling, then, you know, there you go. I had so many experiences as a very, very young child, as far back as I can remember. And so working with the children that are like that, I don't want their gift in the, of connection, which we all have. But if depending on how we were raised or what's happened to us, we may have disconnected from that. The beautiful thing is we can all reconnect when we're ready and when we want to. But the children coming in now with this higher frequency that we have, just continually taking us forward in a higher ascension and awareness and consciousness of humanity, wow. Okay, we don't want to squash that down, because you're really, the goal would be to have yours reconnect and not be afraid of it, because you want to be able to trust that connection you have yourself, not rely on somebody else telling you, which is including me or anybody. You know, you don't want it to be like, well, what do you think? Or can you just tell me? This is a time where we want to learn how to do that for ourselves. We really have to pick the ball up and be part of the game. And, you know, for this to go forward. So a lot of my work net from here forward, honestly, is really trying to help you do that. Now, children, I've worked with them. Like I said, I've worked with them and they're incredible. You know, sometimes they'll have the nightmares or they'll have a lot of visions that come through. If they don't understand, you know, it's not about making that nightmare like there's something wrong with them so much. Because honestly, all of our dreams have messages for us. What I like to do is help children learn how to really actually lucid dream, and they can do it quite easily, and help them know that they can find a way to protect themselves and that angels are just a call away. So when I'm working with children, one of the first things I do is I take them and I teach them about how to call on Michael for protection, because he's the protecting angel, and how to simply ask them to take away what's frightening them and to surround them with a protective cloak. And we get very creative with the children. They are amazing. They will get very creative with their protective shields. They decorate them with different things that make them feel safe. And I love it. They have been so creative that it's like, wow, that's a good idea. I might try that. I mean, depending on where they feel they need protection. Now, if the home is got a lot of stress in it, or, you know, they're going through something like a separation of parents, or maybe they've got something going on at school, you may find that they have more activity with that. Now, if there is nothing wrong with your child except a few nightmares, or all of a sudden they seem to be afraid of quite a bit, and your animals are probably picking up on that too. It's really, I noticed that it's simultaneous. The animals are doing it too. My animals are acting so different right now. I know they're feeling it. So they're my fur kids. I call them my fur kids, but they're feeling it like crazy, and they don't understand what they're feeling because it's different. So they will react in a little bit of a guarded protection, especially my 100-pound Akita. You know, she's like, I don't trust any of this because it's different to me. It's just natural response that's programmed. We do that too, and children will do that too. That's my big point there. So we walk through that with them, and we go and we address it. We listen to them. So if you have a child that's having some night terrors or nightmares, listen to them. You know, don't necessarily discount it, because in their world, whatever age they're at, this is really frightening for them. So knowing that they have someone that they could talk to that isn't going to act like, oh, don't be silly, will actually look under the bed and look in the closet and allow them to have a light on, you know, let them have a light on. Why not? I mean, it's a light. It lights up the darkness for them. And when I was 5 years old, that's exactly what an angel gave me as a flashlight. They gave me a flashlight. And that was when I was five. I had lost my eyesight with a bump to the head. And that was very frightening. You know, you could feel all these people poking and prodding at you, and you can't see physically. So I'm ending up in the hospital. You know, it ended up being a swelling or concussion, and I'm fine now. But boy, what an experience, and I will never forget that. Well, during the night, while I still don't have my sight, an angel comes to me and gives me a flashlight. She said, don't be afraid. We're right here. We will give you this light. Just it showed me how to turn it on. Now, my mom's asleep in the chair, like right there. My parents were just freaking out, of course, with this whole thing. They didn't even know this happened. The next morning, my sight had come back. By the next morning, I was already seeing again. I see my mom. She pops up. I tell her about the angel that was in the room. They don't believe me. They think I'm dreaming. I look over on the nightstand, and there's the flashlight the angel gave me. Okay? They help us. They help your children. Teach your children to call on them. What's more empowering when you feel like you can do something for yourself? Well, a child will feel that way too. I've seen and I've heard back from parents that I've worked with the children that as soon as they learn that they have the power to call an angel in to help them sweep that room out or to protect them and shield them, immediately the child is actually now sleeping and everything just boom. You know, it's helping them so much. Some children will have more intensities. Pay attention, and you might want to jot down in a calendar or in your phone calendar or whatever if it seems to have a pattern, like with the full moon or a certain phase of the moon. It may not be the full moon. It may be that they seem to have more nightmares or dreams or something like that when, you know, it's the new moon or a different phase or a certain month. Okay, a certain planet, you know, it's very interesting what they may pick up on depending on what's going on with their soul journey. Now, most of these children don't need a lot of sleep. How many can attest to that one out there if you're listening to this? I still don't. I've been that way. I mean, they will be awake a lot longer. And if you're fretting that they're not getting enough sleep before school, that's going to be a big frustrating battle. Okay. Working with that, let it have a light on. I wouldn't say video games all night, you know, because if they're highly sensitive, they're going to feel that energy that comes off the electronics. Got to have a break from that. A lot of them will want to dive into that because that technology is all around us. But if they are truly just not sleepy, you know, let them read and keep an eye on what they're reading, because if they're that sponge to energy, if they're that much of a sponge, you're going to find that what they watch is going to affect them, just like it does us. Think about it. What they read, types of video games, things like that. I mean, be a parent. Show your child that you can put a safe boundary around them too. When we do that, we're showing them that we're protecting them. They have a boundary. They may argue and they don't understand it consciously, but on that soul level, it'll help them feel safe. It really will, because it's a structured boundary. Like, wait, okay, I don't really want to watch that. Are you the type of person that really doesn't have boundaries for yourself? You know, is it scattered all over the place? I mean, think about that. So that's one of the things about the night terrors. Let them have a light on, okay? If it's, you know, they'll fall asleep to that, not to the TV, if it's music, let it be something positive. You know, music, soft listening music, that's fine. Let them read a little bit, something that's good for them to read, because they will absorb every bit of this. They are like sponges and pull it in. So you can help them so much by being a guardian over what they're exposed to, okay? Now, number two, if they seem very scattered or they can't focus or they can't finish their homework, look into helping them ground, because just like us, they can become ungrounded, spiritually ungrounded, okay? Now, everything I'm talking about is a metaphysical approach to the spirit within all of us. And then we live in this physical world. So these are things that will really help when you address both. Okay, because we're both. We really are. We're spiritual beings in a physical body and not really the other way around. It's not all about just the physical. But if they're not grounded, they're going to have scattered thinking. They're going to be jumping all over, you know, and the people go, oh, well, that's the ADD or whatever. Well, you can still address this. You can still address this. Grounding, the easiest way for grounding with all of us is to allow Mother Earth to do that. when children are playing outside, if they're playing in the dirt, if they're stomping in a mud puddle, if they're helping you with planting a garden, that is one of the best ways to ground everybody in the house. Grounding. Just ground. If they enjoy climbing a tree, allow the wisdom of the trees to be there for them. They'll watch over them. Things like that, you know, splashing around at the seashore. Being outside is an excellent way for children to ground themselves. If they're never going outside, if they're only on a video game or only watching a television tube, they're bringing in a lot of influence without anything to balance that. I've really experienced that personally as a child, as an adult. So I am speaking to you from both the teacher here, the spiritual teacher here, and as a child that was like this, okay? So I know what it's like, and I also know what it's like to be a parent, you know, of these things. So if they've got a television in the room, I really highly recommend taking it out of there. That is just not, if it's in your room, I'd dig it out. If you are really feeling your connection starting to wake up, or if you fall asleep to something and now you're having all kinds of influence in your dream, that needs to be off. It just does. Not to mention the electronic energy coming off that that equipment. I've noticed that in my body since I was a child will not tolerate but so much of the technology. And I do a lot with technology like we're doing right now, but I've got crystals all in front of me, see? I've got crystals protecting me, protecting the computer. See, that was heads up, like, hey, you guys, the energy is going to combust here, you know? So I was blowing all the motherboards out, right? Well, it also helps to absorb some of that. So this is a big deal. If your children are drawn to the gems or the crystals, let them pick some out. Let them pick them out and you know, let them have some that they enjoy, small for their pocket or by their bedside. A wonderful crystal that a child that's having a lot of activity at night would be rose quartz would be wonderful for them because it's radiating the love and it's very gentle. And just a clear quartz would be great. Also, the black obsidian or onyx or tourmaline that would help them feel like negativity and scary stuff, you know. And they're being, you know, it helps to protect with that. So those are three right there that are easily acquired in just about anywhere. You can find those in all kinds of places. But I would say let them do that. You'd be surprised how easy they can just go in and go right to what they need because they haven't grown up and been detached from it so much yet. Now, once they start getting older and they start becoming aware, like, wait a minute, I just talked to my grandma that passed away 10 years ago. Now we're dealing with a whole nother avenue of that. And they need somebody to talk to that doesn't think they're out there. You know, you need that. To suppress it and hide it and feel like you can't talk about it. Now that's a prison. That's prison. I know. I've been there, done that. I wouldn't want that for anyone. You need to be able to express yourself in a free way. Most of the children that I see that are like this have a creative outlet of somehow. They're very creative, whether it's in music, writing, maybe they like dance, maybe they like, you know, sports, anything, some kind of outlet. Art's a big one. You'll see a lot of the artists have this side going on too. So if you're an artist already, you know, you're realizing, wow, okay, that's it. For me, if I didn't have art in my life or my painting, I think I would feel stifled. I wake up and I feel alive when I'm doing that, even if it's just a simple stick figure or, you know, like we've done on the show before, you know, the painting readings. I mean, I'm not trying to draw anything very extensive there in 2 minutes. It might just be a simple shape, but it brings the messages in and I feel so connected. So intuitive children, highly sensitive children, the angels can truly help them in huge ways. Now, I was giving some examples just now in this first section of the dreams, how you can ground. We're going to be taking a break here in just a moment. When I come back, we want to talk about angels Michael, Gabriel, and Metatron, and how they can help your children, and how you can work with those angels to help your children and to help guide you parenting your children. Whether you're a parent or a guardian or a teacher, you can always ask for this assistance to help you when you feel like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to help them with this. And honestly, one of the biggest things you can do is listen to them with a serious ear, like respect them and let them know you're listening and you care about what they're going through right now, or what they're feeling. Don't belittle it, you know, or just not take it seriously, because it may seem that way to you and you may not be aware that, wow, that's really a big deal in their world, and that can affect them for a lifetime. And then they've got to work on clearing all that out like we're doing right now as adults. So we're going to take the short break now. When we come back, we'll keep powering on how angels are helping our children through this frequency shift. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit atozenmeditation.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
WBLQ.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. Today we're talking about how the angels are helping our children through the frequency shift. Are you a parent, a guardian, a teacher, or were you a child growing up feeling everything? Well, if they were already feeling everything and now we're going through this frequency shift, I'm sure that they are feeling more. They're finding a connection. One of the things that I do want to address, and it happens, is as they're growing and as they're growing up, and they've been with this at the beginning when they're younger, you know, you can work with them, teach them with Michael. Archangel Michael loves to let the children know he can help them. He can slay any monster under the bed immediately or in the closet, let me tell you. And That's a game changer right there, one of the biggest ones. And I said, you know, teach them about the protection. You can use Michael's blue cloak that he can wrap around them. You can use the protection bubble shield and let them decorate that bubble any way they want. We said that in the first segment. And another way that you can have them help themselves is to teach them how they can call a mic or talk to them at any time in the middle of the night, at school, or if they are with friends and something frightens them, or if they're with someone else. If they pick up something, you don't want them to be doubting or second-guessing. No, I don't think I should talk to this stranger or whatever, you know, whatever it might be. Michael can be right there, and they have guardian angels that work under Michael. So teach them how to have a relationship with this angel and their guardian angel. They are there. Angels intercede when we ask. Now, we can do that on a daily basis for our children because we are their parents or guardians. We can ask for them to the angels. But I think it's wonderful. A lot of times we forget, well, let's teach them how to. Because that's very empowering if you feel like you can do something right away. You don't have to wait for somebody else to do it for you. So teach them at an early age little things as they're growing and what they can absorb. Don't overload them with it. And if there's something they're picking up, if they're very intuitive and they're picking up all kinds of things like people that have passed away or they're seeing a lot, that has to be addressed. You want to hear them, listen, and ask for them, you know, to let you know so you can keep an eye and protect them too. You can ask for that protection. You can help them learn how to shield. It's like, okay, if you're seeing something, did you know that you could ask Michael to take it away if it's not good for you to talk to this one? And this is like the spirit world or anybody in a physical body. Teach them that. Teach them that they can ask, is this good or not good for me? And you can do that too for them as they're learning this. But if you're growing up into a world where you're going to be connected, oh, wow. I mean, the rest of us are trying our whole life to reconnect. Don't let their connection disconnect. Let them stay connected because they're coming in naturally. The children being born now, they're coming in naturally to be leaders for this transformation, especially if they're indigos. My goodness, those are they're the fiery personalities that, you know, maybe an activist or, you know, they want change. They know this isn't right. They may not follow. They may not follow the crowd. You know, they have got to beat their own drum and do it a different way. And then crystal children coming in behind that. Those terms are used to describe the different frequencies these children are coming in. They're coming in even higher. And then there's more behind that. It'll continue to be different generations being born are coming in with a higher frequency. So children being born now are coming in for this new world that's we're transforming into. Okay, we're the ones on the front line with the pioneering going, okay, go this way, I think, you know, and oh, wait, back up, let's try down here. We're kind of foraging that new path here. So we came in with a big load on our shoulders, but at the same time, it's a historical time, and what an honor to be here during that transformation. So the more you work on yours, you're going to help your children a lot. If you're going through something very stressful, You can help your children that are picking up on that tremendously by doing your own clearing, your own balancing, taking time for yourself to clear it out, to have self-love, things like that. This kind of thing really does matter now. It's not something to put, okay, well, I'm busy and I'll just do that later, or I don't have time to do that for me. I'll just make sure everybody else is okay. That is not going to work anymore for where we're going, or really, it's not going to work now. You've got to take care of you too. So I really urge you to do that. You could do these things with your child together if they're at an age where, you know, you can do that. I mean, as they start growing into their preteens and teens, it would be beautiful and such a blessing for these children to have some of these skills intact. So when they are under peer pressure or they're in a situation, you know, they don't have to go in there and claim they can see everything or do any of that. I wouldn't say do that. I mean, don't just go put yourself in front of the firing squad for those that don't understand. That can bring a person and tear them down. You know, don't do that. But honestly, if they know that they can shield themselves up, or they can detach from that and they feel empowered to do something as they're going through their life, and when they move into adulthood, they're going to have so much strength in their spirit to thrive. And that's what we want for our children. We want them to grow up and thrive and have confidence in their skills and their spiritual connection. We want them to be confident in what they're picking up in their intuition, not second guessing it like all these generations before, or it being completely squashed out of you. This is a divine right that everybody has. We don't want to squash it out of them. I know what it's like for these children in so many ways. So I'm very passionate about putting this message out to you as a parent. Now, one of the things that you may find you dealing with is as they start to grow older into it, they may be feeling when the peer pressure starts, or just where they are in their phase of life, they don't like the gift so much. They're getting angry about it and they want it to just go away. I mean, I've seen just about everybody go through that phase. Like, why do I have to be like this? That kind of thing. This is normal for you to question it, because you don't want to be afraid to question things in life. You may have had a belief system and now all of a sudden, wait, I don't know, I want to question this. Don't feel like you can't question something. They're questioning. They're exploring. They're exploring some options for themselves. They're exploring their free will. Now, they will go through a phase with that. Not everyone does, but I pretty much most of them do. They need to express it, just like we do. We need to address that anger. I'm not saying go out and be damaging to property and to other people. I'm not saying that. Absolutely not. But if they need to talk to somebody about what they're feeling, be that listening ear for them. You know, maybe share an experience you've had if you're connected. You know, let them know they're not the only one, and show them the positive side of it. If you're always talking about what's wrong with it, then that's what they're going to focus on. So now that would be a time, because that's the ups and downs of life. And as an adult, we really go through that. We feel that. Like, oh, it's great, and then this happens. Or somebody made fun of them. Or, you know, I mean, we could go on and on and on with what might be causing this reaction for them. If they had even one person that understood or listened and knew what that was like for them, it would make a huge difference for them. Because when I was growing up, it was pretty much just squash it, don't tell anybody about that. And they didn't know how to help because they weren't familiar with it. So I'm not angry at anybody for that. I didn't understand it then. It was very frustrating to not be taken seriously. But you know what? I worked through it because I'm tenacious, so I'll just keep pounding it till I get it figured out. Well, not everybody's going to be doing that like I did. So I'm saying, oh, well, that would have been amazing to have somebody that understood it. and I wouldn't have felt so isolated and alone in it. And just working to know that you have, you know, angels that you can call on when you do feel alone, you know, or maybe my mom, you know, this is a child's mind. It's like, maybe if my mom, maybe I can help my mom by asking angels to help my mom. If you see, you know, this is how they are, because if they're learning how to help them and they see you doing it with them, then that's going to help them learn how to do it for other people and for themselves. And that always feels good to do that. It always feels good to help someone or pray for them or support them in some way. You're actually helping your child stay connected to this beautiful, beautiful gift, because that intuition is what helps us steer our life connected with our higher self and a divine path. And that's the road to happiness. So why wouldn't you want to help your children stay connected to that? Now think about that. We're going to take another short break. When we come back, we're going to wrap this up. Angels helping children through the frequency shift, helping you, the parent, and the guardian. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after a short break.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune into the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community, Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basili and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic disease. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
1230 WBLQ.
are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, and we've been talking about how angels are helping our children through the frequency shift. And we talked a little bit about how Michael can help them feel safe and be protected. But there's also Archangel Gabriel that's wonderful in helping parents, guardians, teachers, and your children. Now, Gabriel is very much the communicating angel, so he can help with your communication, the relationship with the children, with you. I mean, he's wonderful for that. You can ask Gabriel to help your child to be understood, help you to understand your child, help your child to understand you, how to play with your child and to have the fun, have the rejoicing, the celebration times. One of the best things in the world is a laughter or a joy or having some fun. So when things are getting intense or there's stress happening in the home, everybody in the home could take a time out and have some fun. If it's rolling out in the leaves and the hay, you know, or rolling in the grass or playing in the snow or a walk along the beach, whatever that might be. Maybe sit down and color with your child. You know, coloring is very meditative. That's why those adult coloring books are so popular right now. And, you know, they're just very detailed designs, you know, like mandalas and things like that. I mean, just sitting down and, you know, just having that time. Because, you know, if you notice, if everybody's coloring, it's quiet. So everybody's kind of has an outlet for that energy. Those are things that are very positive that you can do in the physical world that can help them. Now, just like we can use a salt bath, if you throw a little salt in the water for them when they seem to be absorbing a lot of energy, they'll sleep so much better. It'll take some of that energy off, take the overload off. That's a wonderful thing to do. Children think that's so much fun to throw salt in the water. I even had some parents tell me they kept a little bowl of it by the sink when they washed their hands. When they came home from school, they seemed to be out of sorts just from the absorption of the day at school with all the other children and people and energies. And they would just wash their hands at the sink and salt, and that would pull some off right away. That salt with the water is a great conduit, and the energy is just drawn to it like a magnet. It just helps pull it off. You know, if there's something unsettling in the home that the child might be feeling, let your child help you clear the house. Allow the clearing of the house. You can ask for that. You can do the smudging. You can light candles. You can do bring in some plants that help balance that. Different things like that. You know, allow them to be a participant because that helps them feel empowered. Now, Gabriel is great for the communication. So really ask Gabriel to help clear communications with your child, with your children. Metatron, wow. Metatron is awesome. Metatron can help them really clear. Now, he can help you if you're in a career or if part of your life purpose is helping children. He can help you with that. He can help show you, guide you, help you with the synchronicities to recognize them, help to clear out of your life what needs to get out of the way, you know, things like that. You can ask him. He's like, I feel really drawn. I want to be a good teacher. Or this is a life purpose for me in helping children. Maybe it's special needs children. Maybe you're a nurse. You work at children's hospitals. What is it that you do that you feel like you want to just help the children? Metatron's great for that. Maybe you're just a parent that wants to be a great parent. They'll guide you one step along the way at a time to help you find that path that works for you. Not one answer here is the perfect, you know, pattern for everyone. I'm throwing out suggestions that can help you in lots of ways. Now, just like us as grown-ups, children need to be eating healthy too. I am going to put that plug in there. Most parents now that are very attuned to toxicities in the home, you know, look at the child's diet, Are you eating organic, or, you know, are you getting the pesticides out of there? Are you getting the chemicals out of how you clean your house? Things like that. Look at all these different things that you could help, because the whole family's going to be healthier. If you do that, everybody's going to be healthier. Talking positive. Think about, you could play a game. This is a game that kids, man, they'll get you every time with this one, though. Think about a game with words. Positive words, negative words, you know. There's an energy behind words and the intention we have when we say a word. No, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. So you could make this game about, you know, teaching your child when it starts becoming a negative complaining, or, you know, wait a minute, we're throwing out some negative lashing. We have to allow that anger to get processed in some way. That would be the activity or grounding or just balancing that out. But then we talk about, well, let's replace all those words with something else and start to teach them how they can begin to manifest things in their life in a much more positive way. I mean, just think about if we had been doing that our whole life since we were children, just think how far we would be. These children are here to make a difference. Some are going to be great leaders, if not already, if you're not seeing that, like they will not, that some are going to be major game players in changing things. And I say we equip them with as much knowledge and confidence and self-love and love for another into their whole being. Let them be those amazing advanced consciousness minds and spirits that they are. Let's not try to make them conform down into what we were. So we're kind of right in the middle of this big evolving change right now. So you are going to be a very powerful player in the future by being a parent in a different way. So I've thrown a lot out at you in this one. I had so much I wanted to say, so thank you so much for listening. But if you have any questions, or, you know, you want to know about this in an individual way, please don't hesitate to reach out. Our children are the future, and my passion is to help them be the best they can be, just like it's wanting you to be the best you can be and being confident, knowing your own intuition is exactly what you want to trust. Your own intuition and what's right for you, not trying to push it on somebody else because that may or may not be right for them. All we could do is share, and then we allow them to choose that. But just like we do, your children have a unique blueprint within themselves as well. And they came here to be amazing and to grow and ascend just like we did. So let's allow them to have that connection with us in a beautiful, beautiful way beyond the physical. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. Please come and join me over at jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. Great meditations over there. We have all kinds of things going on. I've got quite a bit going on right now, so come over and join me. And we will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Thanks for listening. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.